I think there are a lot of golfers that are still trying to catch their breath, scratching their head and saying, huh? How did this happen so quickly? Good morning, pal.
Good morning to you, my friend. Indeed, the fallout from the merger has been immediate and severe. This conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. You know, the Motor City Kitties are back. Performance Remodeling is in the game with their $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com. Step up to the plate today for a chance to win Performance Remodeling's $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Yeah, it has been something. Because you know why, Sean? Everybody has a thought on this bombshell that we received earlier this week. But let's focus on Rory McIlroy, because he has been on top of that PGA Tour mountain for a long time, as well as others. More on that in a minute. But he said he is resigned to the fact that the PGA Tour will have to accept money from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, but he is satisfied that the LIV Golf League won't be part of the alliance. He was speaking to reporters ahead of this week's RBC Canadian Open, which, by the way, will be at Oakdale Golf and Country Club. He was making his statements yesterday, and he believes the LIV Golf League is going away after this season. Oh, then he had some other things to say. How about this? I still hate LIV. Like, I hate LIV. I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does. I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the PIF. Very different from LIV. Now, again, Rory has been one of the PGA Tour's most outspoken loyalists during this 18-month battle with LIV Golf. You can throw onto that list Justin Thomas, who just signed on for the Rocket Mortgage Classic here in Detroit a little bit later on this month, which is outstanding. Billy Horschel has also been there, and others. But as far as Rory McIlroy goes, he was indeed labeled as the guy. Now, he said he still has confidence in PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, but that, I'm quoting here, it's hard for me not to sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb and feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens. And I think, Sean, that that statement in and of itself captivates the way a lot of the PGA Tour players play. Because, look, there was a division there. It's us against them.
Yep.
And then suddenly, out of nowhere, here we are.
You know, Steve, I'll go back to what I said when we were first introducing you. I really felt this was how it was going to end. Nobody thought it was going to end anytime soon.
Right.
And I think it begs to question now, and the term sacrificial lamb came up about Rory. And I think in fairness to Rory, I think he's handled everything the best he can in the last 24 hours. But one has to wonder about the long-term viability of Mr. Monahan at this point in time, as powerful as he is. You know, when you hear some of the things behind the scenes and some of the things that guys are saying, you know, off the record, boy, it sounds like there are a lot of people displeased right now with Mr. Monahan.
Well, as a matter of fact, Rory did say that Jay Monahan's meeting with more than 100 PGA Tour players Tuesday did indeed get a little heated. McIlroy said much of the frustration came from players who are, of course, trying to keep their PGA Tour cards, and the fear is that they'll lose spots in fields of future tournaments if LIV Golf players are allowed to return to the PGA Tour. And again, Rory being Rory, there still has to be consequences to actions. The people that left the PGA Tour irreparably harmed this tour, started litigation against it. Like, we can't just welcome them back in. That's not going to happen. So by saying that, you would think that Rory perhaps knows something. And it was Monahan. It doesn't seem like it was all that long ago, Sean, that suspended more than 30 PGA Tour players for competing in LIV Golf tournaments without conflicting event releases, including past major champions Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, who won the PGA, and I think that in and of itself kind of expedited what we're going through now. Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau. So there you have it. Now, as far as the timeline, and this is very interesting, Sean, Rory said he received a text message from PGA Tour policy board member Jimmy Dunn on Monday night asking if they could talk the next morning. McIlroy said he found out the news from Dunn at about 6:30 in the morning on Tuesday, a couple of hours before other players learned about the partnership on social media, which was a horrible way to find out. McIlroy said Dunn told him this: Rory, sometimes you got 280 over water. You just got to go for it. So, you know, what's interesting here is, you know, and nothing is going to change until 2024. Everything is going to remain as is. So now, all of a sudden, and Jay Monahan was asked, well, what about the TV deal? So we know the PGA Tour, Sean, has a TV rights deal with the biggies, CBS, NBC Sports Golf Channel, and ESPN. Liv, the CW, which we don't even get here in Detroit.
Yeah. It's going to be, this is going to be so fascinating to watch. It's, listen, this was going to end the way it eventually did. For it to happen so quickly, Steve, I'm amazed. You know, by the way, you mentioned Justin Thomas. I mean, this is creeping up on us. I affectionately call it Detroit's major. Max, Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, Morikawa, Tom Kim, Keegan Bradley. You know, these are all highly ranked golf guys. There are more guys that are going to be announced, I'm sure, by the final confirmation of June 23rd. Another fantastic field shaping up at the historic DGC, Steve. I can't wait for this at the end of the month from June 27th through July 2nd.
Yeah, I had a conversation with the hardest working man in golf, Jason Langwell, putting together all of a sudden the fifth Rocket Mortgage Classic, and he is very excited about what's going to go down this year. And I believe Max Homa is also in the field, and he's had some humorous takes on what's currently going on in golf. But I'll leave you with this, Sean. Rory McIlroy, who we've just been discussing, says he thinks the future of the PGA Tour looks brighter as a whole, as an entity. So from his lips to God's ears. But, yeah, believe you me, it is going to be very interesting once the dust settles here. Who's in? Who's out? We'll keep everybody posted because, you know what, Sean? We're making plays, baby.
That's it. 24/7. Never stops. All day. Thank you, Steve.
All right. See you soon, laddie.
All right, you got it. Now, you know what? I can't wait for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Of course, Spin on Golf will be out there. Special two-hour edition. Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, Max Homa, Morikawa, Tom Kim, Keegan Bradley. You know there'll be more added. Once again, if you get a chance to go out there, by all means, get out there. June 27th through July 2nd, you can go to RocketMortgageClassic.com. Final segment of the show. We're going to talk some weather, and maybe that will help some of these pinkish plume, deep Mars clouds go away. Don't go anywhere. Paul W. Smith Show on a Thursday morning, 760 WJR.